Are you going to comply with those obligations?
Oh, jeez.
Got it.
Oh, whoa, whoa. No, simple, you know? What crime is there? What crime has been committed?
There's been a traffic offence committed. Right?
Well, no.
You are required in Victoria, when you commit a traffic offence, to give me your name and address and produce your licence.
What crime is there?
What did I just say? It's not a crime. It's a traffic
offence. Well, for there to be a crime,
you're
you must
in Victoria,
be a victim.
Sir. You must abide by Victorian rules.
Well, first off, I want to know what crime's committed.
I've told you. You've committed an offence by travelling past the vehicle, as you have done, the police vehicle with the lights flashing like it was, same as that's flashing on the vehicle behind you, yeah?
No comment.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, you did. It's recorded that you did it, okay?
Okay.
So it's recorded.
Right. And then I'm recording now, yep.
I can see that because you've got the phone up.
Yeah.
Right.
So what crime is...
I didn't tell you it was a crime. It's an offence. And as it's an offence in Victoria, which you are in Victoria, would you agree with that?
I don't answer questions.
Oh, don't you? Well, I'm telling you, you're in Victoria. If you don't know where you are, I guess that's an issue too. You asked me what crime's been committed. I said it's not a crime as per the Crimes Act.
Okay.
But it is an offence. When my colleague is up there with the lights flashing, the emergency lights are flashing, your requirement in Victoria, which we've already been through, and I think you even semi agree with me, you are in Victoria. So therefore, you must obey the road traffic rules as per in Victoria. You are driving a motor vehicle in Victoria.
Travelling in my private property.
No, you can call it whatever you like, but I'm telling you, you're driving a motor vehicle in Victoria. As such, you must comply with all the rules and legislations of Victoria. So do we understand now?
No, I don't understand.
What could you not understand?
I don't understand your authority.
So again, as you have committed an offence, you are required to state to me your full name and address and produce your licence.
What law?
What did I just explain?
What law?
Traffic legislation.
Road Safety Act. Traveling
so it's an act, not a law.
What? So is this your motor vehicle?
This is my private property, yes.
Yeah, well, you're using it on a Victoria highway, so you've got certain obligations. Are you going to comply with those obligations?
Oh, jeez.
Got it.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
No, you're under arrest for failing to state your name and address.
So you've just reached in.
Yeah, absolutely. Where was I?
So I was placed under arrest, and now they've just given me my keys after I've given them the corporation licence.
You haven't told me where you live.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
you read it off my licence.
You told me that it was on
and
your
license. Yes, and I said, well, I live in, I'm a living man, and I live here within myself.
You did that.
I'm a living soul, I'm a living man. Have you guys, do you guys read the Australian Constitution much, do you?
Yeah.
No? Oh, I love that, how you just nut and walk away. Because you know, you guys work for a corporation, don't you?
Yeah, we move on to the next part, right? Having found you driving a motor vehicle, I require you to...
Travelling in private property?
I require you to undergo a preliminary breath test to my satisfaction, which entails taking a deep breath and blowing into this device.
I've provided you my address.
You are required.
And I've given you my name. That's all I'm required to do.
No, you are not. You are required to undergo a preliminary breath test to my satisfaction. Do you understand that?
Nope.
Well, you are. And I'm telling you, you are required.
No, I don't. You don't tell me what I understand, mate.
All you have to do is take a deep breath, inhale through there continually until I tell you to stop. Are you prepared to do that?
I do not comply. Okay.
Well, if you don't comply...
I mean, I'm not refusing like you're saying I am.
Well,
but
if
you
don't actually comply with it, then you are refusing.
No.
So you have refused to do it?
I have not refused.
Well, it's either you doing it or you refusing to do it.
I have not refused to do it. I'm just trying to figure out what you guys actually...
Right.
You
so what is your reason for failing to comply with my request to undergo a preliminary breath test?
Change of the law.
Thank you. Been in touch with some paperwork.
The corrupt politicians!
He divides people into four quadrants. The really smart ones are the people that help others and help themselves, right? That's the really smart class, right? The bandit class are the ones who basically hurt others and help themselves. That he calls those bandits. And then the third quadrant, those are the helpless. Those are the people that are always helping others, but but then end up poor on the street themselves. He calls them helpless, right? They're the constant hero that doesn't take care of themselves. So they can't, you know, and so, and then there are the stupid people who hurt others and hurt themselves. Like, I'm going to vaccinate my child, right, on TikTok or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's human sacrifice. That's human. You're destroying your child.